There's a stretch of the Princess Highway between Geelong and Colac in rural Victoria.
And to qualify as a road that the government spends money on, it needs to meet these special conditions. Conditions like
be connecting capital cities or a capital city to a port.
Basically,
these places have to have some kind of national significance.
Now, Geelong is large enough, but the problem is that Colac, well, Colac only has a population of
8,000 people. There's nothing really going on in Colac.
And yet the Australian government has spent over $400 million on this road. So what makes it so important? Well, it turns out that this road
between Geelong and Colac
sits in the federal division of Corangamite,
which after the 2010 election was the most marginal seat in the country.
So the decisions about where the country is spending money are being made for political reasons, and
they're not properly taking into account the information that's available.
And that means that
they're not an efficient way to spend money.
So we have this situation in Australia where our political leaders are ignoring evidence and they're making really bad economic decisions. And the question is, why? But we're not going to talk about politicians today. Instead, we're going to look at the reasons for this behaviour and get an answer to the question, why is it that when we are faced with an important decision, do we have this tendency to make the wrong one? Decisions. We make hundreds of them every day.
Should I go to bed early?
Some are more important than others.
Is it cold enough to wear jeans today?
And some take a lot more thought.
What super fun should I go with?
But when we are faced with an important decision, one where there's loads of information to consider, humans, well, we have this tendency to ignore that information and make the wrong decision. And I want to know why. But first, we need to know about how the brain processes information.
The simple idea is that one judges the probability of an event occurring, and then a rational choice is one that maximises the expected value or expected utility you can get from that event.
This is Professor
Ben Newell, and I'm a professor of cognitive psychology
at the School of Psychology at the University of New South Wales in Sydney. His research is into the areas of
how people make judgments and decisions, to what extent they make decisions that could be deemed rational.
And according to Ben, a rational decision is one that considers all the information available and then chooses the option with the highest expected value, the one that has the most to offer. But he says this process isn't as simple as it sounds.
Of course, once it gets outside those situations where there are clear probabilities and even clear outcomes and events, then applying that simple calculation of expected value becomes much more complex.
And to complicate things, everyone interprets information differently.
Yeah, it varies from person to person, and it varies depending on the way in which you provide that information. I mean, simple things like how you frame a problem. So one of the, I guess, central findings in the psychology of judgment and decision making is the difference between framing something as a loss rather than as a gain. And the idea that
now, this is an important idea. When we make a decision, we think about what we stand to gain from it. Like, how will this make my life better? So we think about the benefits of making a decision, and we compare that to our current situation.
It's called a reference point, but it's really about, you know, the current state in which you find yourself, your current wealth or your current happiness.
Let's use an example. Say you're walking down the road and you come across $10. That makes you feel great. So you keep walking and you come across $1,000. Now that makes you feel amazing. The difference is huge. But let's say you're walking down the road and you come across $1,010. Now, you're not that much more excited than when you just found $1,000. This is because that extra $10, well, it isn't as exciting when you've already got $1,000.
But what that tells us is that these absolute changes are not what we're responding to, rather we're responding to relative differences.
Now, this is what economists call marginal utility.
Yeah, marginal utility is a way to think about it.
And that's this notion of how much extra benefit is gained by having one more of something. So how much more excitement did you get by finding that extra $10? Not much, but this is a very rational way to approach making a decision. And according to Ben, there are people who say that as humans, well, we don't really do that.
Humans respond to very different cues in the environment. They do make decisions in a very different way.
So, just to recap, when we're making a decision, we use information to help us choose the best option. And we use this information to figure out what decision will be the best for us, personally. But sometimes we just get it wrong. Humans, well, we aren't that great at thinking about things objectively. And that's why we start to see people making bad decisions. And that brings us back to this question, why do we make those bad decisions? Well, the type of person we are has a lot to do with it. And sometimes our own personal beliefs get in the way. But it turns out, there are a number of reasons for that.
There are lots of different answers.
Ben again.
One is that it's to do with a kind of motivated reasoning. So the idea that I have a particular set of values or worldviews that I view evidence through.
This is another important point. We all have different opinions and beliefs. That's part of what makes us all human. But these opinions can actually affect our decision-making, and they can subconsciously push us towards a particular choice. This is known as a cognitive bias, and Ben says that the evidence of these biases can be seen everywhere.
Depending on how strict your definition of rationality is, then there are lots of situations where we seem to be not doing things that are good for us.
And so we come to this idea of what's called confirmation bias, which is the notion that people actively seek out information that supports their worldview, and they tend to ignore information that doesn't. And in real life, of course, this just comes across as someone blatantly ignoring an important piece of information. And so they might come to a completely different conclusion as you, even though you both know the same things. And according to Ben, this can cause a few issues.
It's hard to know whether there's actual, willful ignorance on their part, that they're deliberately ignoring things that they know to be problematic for the viewpoint that they're pushing, or whether it's a genuine imbalance.
So, sometimes we make the wrong decision without knowing it. And even though to us it seems like the right thing to do, to others it's the complete opposite. And I can sit here and explain to you the psychological reasons for that, but on some level, that's just what it means to be human. We make mistakes, and we have opinions. But as long as we're aware of that, we can try every time to do the right thing.